Welcome back. My name is Femi Greater Heights, and welcome to the Tech Side of Life. Now, last year I started hearing some, should I say, to me, is some bad news, but to some other persons, they actually saw it coming. Now, what is the bad news in the way is that LG is shutting down. And now, I do not mean LG as the entire company is shutting down. I mean LG, the phone or the smartphone department, is shutting down come July 31st, 2021. Now, we've seen actually LG evolve from time with great concepts into great form factor of their phones. But there have been some commas when it comes to LG phones and even their brand approach and their marketing. Sometimes it just feels like LG releases phone and they just feel that people should buy it. So there is no hard work, there is no publicity, there is no marketing strategy, there's no brand story about what this product is, who is this product for, and why should we buy it. Then we have other companies coming up to do incredible stuff, even take some of the ideas of LG and revamp it into making their phones, and they are selling millions of units. So what is wrong with LG, and why is LG shutting down its mobile or smartphone department? And now we are going to go back to when a company says it is shutting down, it is looking at two things. It's either the product is no longer usable, or the product is no longer desirable, or the profit margin to the product existence is wide. Now, in the Q4 of 2020, LG recorded $221.9 million loss that's the fourth quarter of 2020. Now, we could have said that is the pandemic being the major player of that. Not just LG, but some other brands in the world, some other businesses were affected. But that is not just 2020. Let us go back to, say, the last 6 years in terms of the profit and loss for LG as a company looking at the smartphone department. Now, for the past 6 years, LG has made a total loss of $4.5 billion. That means there's something this company is not doing right. And what are they not doing right? In my own perspective, I'll say this. Now, when you look at LG as a smartphone, if you go to the market or you go to a store and you want to buy LG device, then alongside you see LG, then you see Samsung, then you see iPhone, then you see Tecno, you see Infinix, you see Xiaomi, you see Poco, you see Redmi, and you see all those devices. What makes you want to go for LG in the first place? LG has had some amazing runs in the past, and they've had some amazing products like the LG V50 ThinQ 5G, and they have the latest LG Wing, that's a 5G, and we have the LG G8X ThinQ, we have LG G7, we have LG G2, LG G3. When you look at all of these products, they are not actually doing badly. They are doing well, but sometimes it is difficult to define the market that LG belongs to. Now, we know Samsung belongs to some fanatics that love performance with a camera experience. iPhone is luxury and maybe a camera experience. Then we have other products such as the Xiaomi that are coming with performance over price. Then we have other products like, say, Poco coming in as budget-friendly phones. We have other phones coming in to compete as well. We have the mid-range for Tecno. We have the budget for Tecno. We have Infinix and all of that. But if you look at LG as a whole, what are they standing in for? Are they standing in for innovation and usability? Because it's one thing to have incredible products For example, the LG Wing is a kind of foldable phone, but with a different approach. Now, it is not folding, it is not sliding, it is just flipping. So when you hold the phone and you flip it to your right, it forms a T shape, whereby from what forms the T, the horizontal is one screen, then you have the part that you're holding as another screen. So it forms more like a T. It is not a rollable phone, it is not a foldable phone, but it is just a flapping phone, kind of. That is good innovation, but the question is, what is the usability? And how many times have you seen LG making crazy adverts? You see, Apple has a story to tell. Now, Apple creates a controversy around their products, but they use that to sell it. For example, they remove chargers so that you can talk about iPhone. You talk about iPhone for like 2 months. Now, during the iPhone event, like 3 months of the event, everyone is ready, prepared for an iPhone event. The same thing with the Samsung event. But when you look at it, how excited have I been in the tech space looking forward to an LG event? You get minus being in CES or MWC, Mobile World Congress or Consumer Electronics Show. I kind of do not think I am always right there waiting for LG to announce something crazy. Now, another thing I've seen with LG is that they do not have consistency with their naming. Now, take for example, how would I remember this name? For example, some names should be memorable and simple and short. So we know that from iPhone 11, you have 11, you have 11 Pro, you have 11 Pro Max. And you know that when you hold your iPhone 12, iPhone 12 is greater than iPhone 11, iPhone 11 is greater than iPhone 10. So you have that kind of experience in your mind that if you are holding something that is 12, that means there is something that is 11 and there's something that is 10, there's something that is 9, and you want to dig forward and the naming is easy to remember. So you have LG products like this. Look at this name, for example, or listen to this name. You have LG V60 ThinQ 5G. Who remembers this name, for crying out loud? Then we have another one. See, LG V50 ThinQ 5G. Like, can't they just stick with a name that is easy to remember, like the S21, like the, for example, Pixel 5A, then they do Pixel 4A, and they do Pixel 6, and they move to 7, and they move to 8. Like that, something short and memorable. I think they got a branding journey wrong somewhere with their naming, because one thing about branding is for people to remember the name and what it stands for. So remembering the name is one thing. Knowing that this product is for this kind of unique consumers, so you're not going to target the entire market. You're going to target it and you're going to push for it. There's going to be some publicity, some media drive. If you are releasing that product, send a version to tech reviewers. Let them have those products. Let them give probably a developer's opinion about the product. Then that will be the production unit. Then you send it back, take all their reviews and see how you can improve before releasing it to the mainstream. So there are so many things that LG, in my opinion, I couldn't really take where they were coming from, and people were not actually buying their phones. So I moved from here to probably my house or to the office, and I can barely count the number of persons using LG phones. But the good news is that if you are using LG phones, it is not the end of the world for you. LG has announced that they will still provide some software updates up to Android 11 and 12 for some smartphones, not all of their lineups. So they've not released the lineups that would have those features yet, but all the LG phones will be getting security updates. But we don't know for how long that would be. If you're using an LG device or an LG mobile phone, you should be thinking about now of how do I get parts? If LG is no longer making phones anymore, how do I get parts for my phones? Or how long will this security update last for? Or how many upgrades or generational upgrades should I be expecting from LG? And it's really heartbreaking knowing fully well that LG has been conquering the TV department. They've been doing well with amazing TVs. They have amazing screens. And LG is also doing well with even their new innovation of 6G. You know, we are currently in 5G. LG is already working on 6G and some other Chinese companies as well. So I wish them all the best. I kind of wish LG is not closing down shop. Let's see how it goes. I'll keep giving you updates on the show, especially for those of you that still use an LG phone. It is not a time to panic and start looking for how to sell your LG phone. So please, this is not a panic update. So just stick around and see what LG is going to make from their official announcement come July 31st. They made the announcement already, but officially it will be closing down shop July 31st. 2021. My name is Femi Greater Heights. I will be right back.